Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
On WMAL, I have the pleasure of being joined now by Josh Croucher from National Journal. He's the political editor there. And Josh, you have an interesting piece today about Trump disarming his party's hardliners. You say the president's finding out he's the only Republican who can take on his base while working with Democrats and not suffer much at all. So, Josh, how do you get there? How do you assess that he's not suffering with the base for embracing DACA while foregoing a wall agreement here?
Well, look, I mean, I think it's been the story of President Trump's presidency. Wherever he does something that may tick off a constituency within the Republican Party, his polls have been remarkably resilient with Republicans of all stripes. And I think the biggest example of that recently was his fight with Jeff Sessions. And there's a lot of overlap between people who are strong supporters of Jeff Sessions and a lot of folks who are against DACA and don't want a big compromise or a concession to Democrats to be accomplished on this issue. And what happened after the Jeff Sessions battle, even in Alabama, where there's a big Senate race going on, is that a lot of Republicans actually did not change their view of Trump. Even though he was fighting and attacking very viciously Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Republicans still sided with President Trump. So I think a lot of pundits, frankly, overestimate the impact of policy on Donald Trump's coalition. A lot of people voted for Trump, Republicans, and even some.
In the case of Jeff Sessions, Josh, the way I see it is kind of, you know, he's a personality. He's a guy who he's not especially bombastic. He's right. Well known in Alabama, as you said, but outside there, there's kind of an explainer involved when you say that Jeff Sessions is an ideological foundation for the administration. But when you talk explicitly about the campaign promises that the president made, build that wall, the Mexicans are going to pay for it, we're going to repeal these amnesties immediately. What you have here is an explicit policy, if not reversal, a real muddying of what he intended to do. And I tell you what, this morning, we've been hearing from a lot of Trump supporters who are expressing a difference of opinion from the president on this. And that's pretty unique, I would say. In my view, it's almost too early to assess whether or not the base is breaking here.
We'll look at the polls in a couple of weeks to see where things stand. But I would make two points. Number one, you're hearing a lot of conservative voices in talk radio and in the media blaming congressional Republicans, not Trump. And that's sort of a pattern we've seen throughout this administration, where Trump hasn't achieved health care repeal and replace, hasn't achieved the legislative goal. But instead of blaming the president, you see a lot of voters actually blaming McConnell, Paul Ryan, or even Democrats for their opposition. So I'm not sure if Trump is going to get the blame, even though he's clearly directly responsible for leading this compromise and leading these negotiations. I also think there's a really fascinating poll that was done a few months ago analyzing Trump voters, asking their opinion on a whole host of issues. And it found that the reason almost half of Trump voters voted for him wasn't because of issues, but it was because he wasn't politically correct. He was sort of a bulwark against, yes, Democratic extremism, Democratic liberalism. And I think I think that pattern is going to remain the same, that they may not agree with Trump on this deal, but ultimately they view him as a deal maker, and ultimately they still want him in charge. They still are going to support him as a bulwark against some of the Democratic move to the left.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see, because as Vince said this morning, we had quite a few people who are ready to burn their MAGA hats and fly the Trump flag at half staff with the whole DACA thing if he goes that way and adopts the Democrat stance. I'd like to very quickly speak with you about Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning, yep, is no longer going to be a visiting Harvard fellow. They were shocked at the fact that there was backlash against Chelsea Manning being offered such a position. What are your thoughts on this? Is that how could Harvard get it so spectacularly wrong?
I mean, I guess this is what the culture is on a lot of elite university campuses these days, the fact that you wouldn't realize. I mean, the thing that's most remarkable is that the head of the Institute of Politics at Harvard wouldn't realize that picking Chelsea Manning to serve as a fellow for a very esteemed program would even cause a backlash. This wouldn't even be considered controversial. And he put out a statement withdrawing the invitation, apparently, but it was amazingly defensive, and it didn't address the elephant in the room, which is the fact that Chelsea Manning was convicted as a traitor to the country, and now she's being invited at one of the most prestigious universities, one of the most prestigious programs for leaders in public life. I mean, the fact that one of the most, that a head of a university program wouldn't recognize that there would be a backlash and wouldn't recognize the wrongness of doing something like this is really remarkable, in my view.
I don't know what use we have for parody anymore, because we've gotten there, like, in real life. Like, I mean, this is the parodical version of, like, of what a college administrator would do, which is not even consider the ramifications of doing that.
It's not just a college administrator. I mean, the person who made the decision was one of Obama's chief budget officer. I mean, someone who has vast experience in government, understands Washington. It's not like some left-wing administrator who ended up being the head of the program. It's someone with a lot of experience in the Democratic Party and in government, so, and Doug Elmendorf. So, I mean, it really is. Again, a real head scratcher.
Yeah.
We would not even realize that this would be a problem.
But Washington is a bubble. Academia is a bubble. They're both pretty much under the same bubble. So it does, that probably is exactly why they didn't get it, because there's no thought to the world outside that bubble, which goes back to the election and why they were so shocked, because they're in this bubble.
Well, I mean, the cliche has become overdone at this point, but this is how we got Donald Trump. And when I was saying that most people voted for Trump because he was a backlash to all this bubble, to the fact that people were in echo chambers and weren't listening to almost half the country. I mean, this is about as good of an example as you could draw up.
All right, Josh Krauscher, a political editor for National Journal. Thanks, as always, for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.